My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And welcome to the five-man finale of
Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Yes, guys. Oh, be sad or be happy. I don't know. Do you like Five-Man more than you like Spider-Man? I ask a child, and this child will, like, look at me confused, kick me in the shins, and say, the F is a Five-Man. Well, let me tell you, on today's episode of Five-Man, we learned our last lesson, and that is mommies are forever young. Ooh, forever babes, not a wrinkle on ya. If you're a mother and you start thinking, I'm starting to become a wrinkle, guess what? A child was implanted into your womb, and that's not really your child, because if you truly expunged a egg of a seed that was truly inside of you, you wouldn't have a wrinkle, okay? So guess what? That's the existence of aliens. Most mothers are not real mothers. That's what I'm getting at. There are aliens above just raining down, pew, 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 just shooting fertilized eggs into moms, and we're having to raise alien babies. This is Scientology I'm talking about.
I don't think it is.
And I'm here, as always. I mean, mostly always. There's like four episodes she's not. It's the Bricks, the Nickel Baby.
Hi.
How are you, my queen?
I'm a little sleepy.
Well, you gotta amp it up.
Yeah.
That's your gift back to me. Your penance to me is to beyond meat. After I had to go back home from Mariano's.
Hey, it's good exercise for you.
Okay, well, back at ya. You should have squipped on back.
Should have.
You would have been like, oh, I'm on a little scooter.
Yeah.
I want to see you on a scooter. It's adorable. Nicole truly looks very cute on a scooter, except one of the like lime scooters. She looks like she's about to die.
In what way?
Like, you're terrified. You're like, ah!
Yeah, I don't like those.
Like a Barbie doll on a scooter, but if the Barbie doll could have facial expressions, but everything else is locked into place.
They just don't feel stable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can understand it. You need training wheels.
Like, I don't know, man.
You're like, I need a three-wheeled scooter if it's going to be motorized.
Sure.
Maximized.
Yeah.
Nicole, I went to Dollar General a couple days ago, or Dollar Tree, whatever the fudge it's called.
Dollar Tree.
And more like Dollar 25 Tree. And we needed a new pump for our foam soap, because we use organic stuff that we just put into an old one. Hey, guys, we try and reuse plastic here. And the only ones they had there were a 3-in-1 children Arm & Hammer watermelon soap. And this soap smells exactly like a watermelon wine cooler a teenager would grab from a store, stash it in their jeans, and then say, like, we're going to get drunk tonight, have two sips, and be like, I'm fucking sloshed.
Yeah.
It's insane that, not that this children's soap smells like alcohol, that a drink that people consume smells like hand soap.
Sure.
Ugh, yeah, gross. Yeah, yeah. You guys put that into your body.
It's literal poison.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, I'm going to poison myself. Scrum, nom, nom, nom. At least with Mother Gaia,
it's fun.
She gives us what she wants us to have in the form of hallucinogenic mushrooms and psychotropic weed buds.
Alcohol's from the earth.
No, it's not. Like, you have to process things from the earth to make it.
Yeah, from the earth.
No. Oh, so you're like, oh.
Wine is just fucking grapes, dude.
Okay, well, what about yogurt? Would you say that's of the earth?
No, that's of the cow.
Okay, all right, fine. Is the cow not of the earth?
No.
It's of the farm.
Yeah.
What about the farm? Is that not of the earth?
No, that's man-made.
Oh, dang. A man-made farm?
Yeah.
I like going out into the wilderness and just looking for a farm that just sprung up.
Okay.
Like, it's got some squashes, some eggplant.
Okay.
Some water emojis.
Yeah.
Because if there's eggplant, there's water emojis as well, baby.
Oh.
I need to blow my nose. So, Nicole, what have you been up to recently?
I don't know, man. Still on that swimming kick. It's real nice. I normally, like, it's hard. Well, the thing that's like, is I go swimming on my day off, but I also want to sleep in. But the best time to go is like in the morning, so I can't.
You want to know what's even better than sleeping in? Doing a bunch of work at 6 a.m. and then at 8, you take a nap.
Pass.
You zonk out real hard.
So I should just get up at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Go to the gym.
Yes.
Then come home, zonk out real hard.
Yeah. Sleep until like 10:30 on your day off. Yeah. It wouldn't be any different than your last day off.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to talk about. I am now like the, in quotes, moderator of the We Love Trash Discord. I was not given this role. I asked for, hey, can I make this Discord? And Betsy and Mono said, yeah, go for it. We don't know what that means, but sure. So it's flourishing. I'm loving this Discord because it's all about like trashy TV, music, literature, etc. So I'm with my people. And I asked them, like, hey, what are some trashy, like, perfect get-high-and-watch movies? And someone said House from 1977. It's a Japanese movie, and it's been on my list to watch. And they said they watched it last on LSD and had a blast. I was like, I've heard of this movie. I don't think you should do that. But I will tell everyone I did this because Nicole, it's 11 a.m., still sleeping. So I'm like, I'm just going to get stoned right now and start my day off. I started this movie, and it truly is a pinnacle of cinema. Top notch from front to back. It is an amazing movie. I'll talk more about it over on The Height of Horror next week. But oh, baby, House 1977, HBO Max. Go check it out. It's good.
Cool.
And I wanted to talk more about it on here, but Nicole hasn't seen it yet. So it would just be me being like, remember that ending, Nicole? It's truly, it's magnificent. You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's the coziest of blankets I've ever worn. Like one of these, baby. But then Nicole woke up at like 1. That's where my train of thought was going. So, yeah, sleep until like 10:30 after waking up at 6.
Yeah.
You get there with your little towel around your neck saying, hey, Barbara, how you doing? Hey, Stanley. And you're just like walking along, strutting your stuff. And then you dip in the pool and you say, all right, I'm done. Or, oh, no, actually, you probably shouldn't do this, Nicole. You might fall asleep in the pool.
How?
Or the sauna if you go there.
Ooh, yeah, the sauna for sure.
You go, and someone will have to shake you awake and say, someone get an IV in her.
Sauna is so good.
She's dehydrated. That's what you should try and get dehydrated in the sauna or take an edible and hop in there.
Fuck no.
Yeah, you'll be like, wowzers, man. Well, no, that was in the hot spring. It was perfect.
Yeah, but like you had someone there to make sure you weren't just sitting in one hot spring forever.
Are the saunas there like dong titties out, like just free flying?
No.
Okay, so people need to be clothed?
I mean, you probably don't need to be.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going dong out, baby.
Okay.
Gonna man spread.
It'll be weird because no one else will be.
I'll say, hey guys, them stock markets, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Dow Jones. Oh, that Freddy. His dad is gonna be pissed.
Uh-huh.
Because Freddy Jones from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
His dad is Dow.
Yeah, huh?
Dow Jones.
You didn't need to explain it.
Oh, man, and that NASCAR's step cousin, the NASDAQ. I guess NASDAQ is a skateboarding of NASCAR. That actually makes a lot of sense. Someone make that up as a college humor.
That's stupid.
Or it's Naz from Ed, Edd n Eddy. It's her skateboard. It's NASDAQ.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Someone draw that up. The
no,
NASDAQ.
That's dumb.
And it's going up and down as she's on that half pipe. How are you? Half deck, half shell. Ooh.
I already told you.
Well, how is my body looking to you as of recently? Yes, and?
Guys, he asked me this like it feels like 6 times a day.
I haven't asked recently.
And if I don't answer him the whatever the quote-unquote correct way is, which I have not found out yet, I've tried complimenting him many different ways.
No, you
have. And they're never the correct response that he wants.
Okay, here's the issue is Nicole will be on her phone and I'll be like, how's my butt looking, Nicole? And just phone. It's like this thing is controlling our lives. And I'm just like, please check out my little butt. Is it big now? No, you've complimented me properly.
Okay.
But hey, before I ask, you should be saying, hey, bod's looking rocking lately. Because acts of service, what's the one with the mouth one?
You should know, you're the one that's obsessed with it.
It's the one I always forget, with whatever the compliments one. That's me, baby. I need that. That's my love language as of recently. Nicole's love language is freaking pizza. My love language actually is bacon. Ho ho! It's 2009, Nicole. Man, Nicole is laughing. Clapping so hard. If you could be a smiley face hat, what color would you be?
I don't know what that means.
Smiley face hat. The one up there that we won at Craig's Cruisers.
Man, Craig's. Fucking no, dude.
Craig's got a list and some
purple.
Cruisers. Purple. Hell yeah. I think yellow. I want to look like a banana.
Okay.
Or what was your favorite face from Nick Jr.? What color did you love seeing him like?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know face? So.
I know what face is. I don't know what the fuck.
He would be different colors every, like, bumper that he had.
Okay.
Or, like, every day he would be a new color. So, like, what color do you prefer face as?
Green.
Oh, I was going to say lime green. Dang.
Cool.
We're both feeling them island vibes. Yay, yay. Nicole, it's
what?
Happened. It's the end of 5, man. Sum up your journey. In summation, 5, man. Do you feel better for it?
Yeah.
Do you feel sad we're leaving and
no.
heading off to some Bible man and then some Spider-Man?
No, and my biggest complaint is that this series didn't take place at a fucking school.
Okay, well...
Because it could have been so good and, like, niche and fun.
Okay,
then... Like, so many animes that I've watched where it takes place in a fucking school.
Nicole, I got the perfect Sentai series for us after Spider-Man then.
What?
Mega Ranger, because it truly takes place at a school.
I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm saying that's what I want for this series.
Well, you can get this series, but in Mega Ranger.
Okay.
Except they're students, not teachers. And isn't that the cool thing? You want to be in the mind of some students, not teachers. They're all like, oh my God, how will I make ends meet? It's a thankless job. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because it is, and they won't know how. That should be the real drama in Abbott Elementary. How will ends meet? Like some steak tips, am I right?
No, you're not.
No. You got any tips for the listeners, Nicole? Nicole, stop just stiff-arming every premise.
Too fucking bad.
We gotta do this on a Tuesdays just is... Tuesdays is a snooze day for Nicole.
Yeah.
I might also think Monday is a...
I mean, you have to think about... This is what I, like, in my brain, like, this is my Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow I have to go to work. So I'm not looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, like, Saturdays.
It's just, yeah.
Because Saturdays is your Tuesday. So you want to know what? We'll start recording Saturday come Spider-Man. Spider-Man Saturdays.
I mean, it'd be like my Thursday, but sure.
Wait, how? Because you have Tuesday, Wednesday... Are your days?
I'm not doing this.
I also, yeah, it should actually.
I'm not doing this.
It would be more like you're just weekend or more like your Monday.
I'm saying in vibes, you dingus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, let us know what days more vibe with what other days if you have an unconventional schedule. Hashtag snooze days. How are you, my queen? We're in a fucking loop. Oh, no, it's just like in Five Man, because this episode...
I'm frustrated.
...begins how it ends.
I think I also...
Yes?
...am annoyed by you asking me how you look all the time, because, like, it's one of those things where it's like, you just want me to compliment you. And then, like, my... not like don't tell me what to do-ness of myself is just like trying to just does not want that, because like it's like I know that you want me to do that, and so I naturally want to do the opposite. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But one, it's very genuine. I do want
that's why
to
I was
know.
Trying to not say genuine, because mm-hmm. I do. It is genuine. I was just trying to find the words. And it's like the, what is that called? The like paradoxical nature of me to want to do the opposite.
Okay, you want to know what? Quit fucking looking at me, Nicole. Your eyes don't deserve this. You probably wouldn't even appreciate it. But I want you to look at this like my process of becoming fit as like a child. Because if you're just on your phone all the time, eventually, oh, this child has grown up. I missed out on everything. And I will go from a skinny man to all of a sudden you look up. I have no neck. You will have not told me like, hey, James, you can stop now. This is good.
You'll have no neck?
Because bodybuilders get no neck because they're all like beefed up and they're walking around like this.
Okay.
And you'll be like, oh, shoot, where'd the time go? I should have told him, like, a year ago that he can slow his roll. Now he's got no neck. Oh.
So next time you ask me, it'll be like, it needs improvement.
I can still see some neck on you,
yeah.
I don't know.
Too much neck.
Too much neck. It's long and gross.
Yeah.
I want a short stumpy, okay?
It's too spindly.
Mm-hmm. What are you, a giraffe?
Yeah. What are you, a spider's leg?
Ew, you got that spider leg neck. It has multiple joints in it. It's like a kung fu grip. It has points of articulation. Ew. Yeah. Would you still love me if my neck had articulation?
Yeah, I would.
What? You confuse me. Saying, oh, Jampy, I'd love you if you were a flurm.
Mm-hmm.
We also watched The Fly. That was a discussion we had, is if I would still love Nicole if she went, oh, you're in the process of becoming a fly. And I said, no. And then Nicole said, oh, but I would still love you if you were a flurm. And I said, don't.
I'm pretty sure we've already talked about this.
I don't think we did.
Oh, okay.
Because that was in between recordings. That was like last Thursday. Maybe even last Tuesday after we recorded.
Whatever.
Butt cheddar.
I probably just talked about it so much that I...
I'm a flurm.
...thought we did. Also, like, I said it in the Discord.
Oh, yeah. But not everyone who listens to this is in the Discord when you should
fair.
Be. So then, you know, more conversation is being had there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lassoing something and whipping them. Yeah.
Love it.
You want to get into five, man?
I guess.
Today we are discussing episode 48, the finale of Five Man, entitled A Journey to the Stars. Quick rundown. The Volgari, it's a ship, but now it's sentient. It always has been. And it finally molted into its perfect form, which is a chicken head. Think Biollante, but it has a chicken head on top, six moth-type wings on the back, a bunch of tentacles. It looks like it was uprooted in the bottom, and then in the center of its torso is another face, which I, Nicole, real quick, what do you think is the face that you should be looking at when you are talking to the Volgari?
The one that talks.
Okay. I just needed to know, because you have its, like, torso face and its head face, and a lot of women will get mad at you when you're not looking at, like, their mouth face, and they're like, hey, talk to me up here, not at my booby face.
Yeah. Women should just put...
What? Say it. You've already started. It's gonna be good.
Like, on their shirt, but, like, where their nipples are, put googly eyes on.
Ooh.
It.
That could be the new tassels. That's actually kind of hot. And googly eyes are in these days.
I mean, they're never out.
Sometimes they are, you know, supply chain.
No.
Supply side chain.
No.
Huh? All right. Oh, so he's running around and we find out.
So it's basically, my take on it is it's Cthulhu, but a plant.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Quit doing that. It's hitting the mic stand.
God damn it.
Everything you do hits the mic stand.
Yeah, exactly. So deal with it.
That booming voice just hit the mic stand too, but I like that.
Ew.
It's your voice. It booms. Did you know sound is waves?
Does this hit the mic stand?
Yeah, what you're doing right now.
God fucking damn it.
Oh, no, like it was shaking and I thought like you were bobbing your face on it.
I was bobbing my leg.
Okay, yeah, it's moving. I see it moving.
I gotta do something.
What? To pull out your... Oh, wait, nope. I did that as a joke. I know you don't have hair.
I'll just play with my wallet.
Find your hair to pull, okay?
No.
Why not?
I'm trying to... That was eczema. Trying to not do that.
I'll give you some eczema to think about.
That's why I'm playing with my wallet.
Ooh, a wallet that you forgot earlier.
Shut up.
How do you forget your wallet?
Seriously, you act like you haven't done it.
I haven't done
it multiple times.
Haven't forgotten.
Times.
No. I think the card is in my wallet. And then I say, oh, the card is not in my wallet.
Well, you shouldn't, because we fucking share it. And if anything, it should be in my wallet at all times.
Why? I go to the store more and I pick up your groceries more.
I don't know.
You freak ass.
I am just mad that you're blaming it on me.
Today it is on you.
Yeah, it is. And it's not even that big of a deal. Just fucking let it go.
Jesus Christ. You don't have to be on the cross anymore. Let it go. Jesus Christ.
Jesus is like, I literally can't. The nails are through my hands.
Oh, yeah. He just rips them off because he's super powered, right? And then he, Regenerator G1 or Healing Factors, closes up his hands. Oh, my God. Is Jesus a T-1000? His hand closes. You have to watch Terminator.
I do.
Closes up and he says, meh. Maybe that's what we'll watch tonight.
We also need to watch Total Recall.
Total P-Ball. Total B-Ball. Bop, 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 bop.
Guys, the fly was fucking sick.
Uh-huh. Two thumbs up.
And I had, like, high expectations. So that, you know, that's a lot.
It was weird because I wasn't expecting it to become kind of like soap opera-y. Which
dude,
I enjoyed.
Dude, it had like Phantom of the Opera vibes to it for sure.
It reminded me a lot of Fatal Attraction as well, just in the like feel of it.
Okay.
And it's insane. The Fatal Attraction TV series is weird.
Yeah.
When was March 1st? Do you know the date?
Yesterday.
It would have been Wednesday night, so we did not talk about that on this show. So people are hearing our The Fly conversation in real time.
In real time.
I don't want to be a flirm anymore.
I mean, not really, because this is recorded.
Yeah, but they haven't heard it before is what I was meaning.
Yeah.
All right, so then, like, it's a big old ship, and then they destroy it because it's the Shidome Flower. Daddy says so. Five man.
Kia?
Yeah, see, you thought I wouldn't come back to it, but I did. I'm a goddamn professional.
I'm a goddamn...
professor.
Professor.
Like in Monster in the Closet.
Did it ever... Oh, wait, no, you have a podcast. Never mind.
Hey, guys, patreon.com/MLMpod. All month, we're discussing Troma, This Existed style. Lil Corey and I, we're diving into Troma this week with our discussion of Father's Day by Astron 6, the people who brought you the beautiful Psycho Goreman. And then next week is Monster in the Closet.
Nice.
So, yeah, let's get into these note by note.
Note by note, day by day.
That's something I need to talk about in the Wheel of Trash.
Step by step,
yeah, because it is trash.
You shut your fucking mouth.
There are times it's trash.
Gold.
I can admit it's trashy, but peak trash. It's so horny.
Dude, I want to be that lady from Rats that owns the hidden treasure store.
Hey guys, if you want to hear about Rats from 2000, the Showtime original, go to patreon.com/MLMpod, just released.
Sorry, I feel like I'm talking about everything except for this fucking episode.
So this dude, big old final form Voldry.
Yeah, this big cutie.
He's zapping everything, and we see a bunch of people just die. They're lightning bolted. They go,
oh, bleh. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And then there's a man in a office building, and this is very Gremlins-y. They get zapped, and he's in a spinning chair, and the zapping is just making him go faster in the chair.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Classic.
If you could have a gremlin, what kind of personality would you want? It needs to be a little crazy.
So I'm going to stop you right here.
We do have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Henry Socks.
I would say, no, Butter's the gremlin.
No.
Because, so gremlins in of itself is a real thing. A real term is a gremlin, which is...
Yeah, and it's fucking Henry.
No, gremlins, there's a story in the actual movie that... The gremlins, when you were in the Air Force or in the military, like if an engine would start going, they'd be like, oh, there must be a gremlin in there because they like destroy technology
and
whatnot.
In that one movie where that lady's like, there's something on the wing.
Yeah. And then
it's a gremlin.
I think Butter does that more than Henry does.
Destroys airplanes?
No, just fuddles with shit until it's broken.
Take a look at just like all of my belongings.
Oh, that's a Henry thing, not a Butter thing?
And you'll eat your fucking words, dude.
Or Henry will.
Yeah.
Oh no, what if he starts eating my speech patterns?
I don't know what that means.
Before it even comes out, he jumps up like Shamu, but instead of like high-fiving a child, he eats my words so they can't come out.
Yeah.
It's like... almost gets to your ears, but he's like,
yeah.
What does he break? I guess he did break the speaker.
Yeah, he's always hitting that pen on the floor, which I love. It's super cute.
Yeah, well, gremlins don't do cute
things.
That,
like, pink skeleton hand, that broke.
Oh.
One of the little porcelain figurines that were under the tree, that broke. I don't even know, dude. I've had to fix so much shit.
Well, Butter and me broke a picture frame.
Yeah.
We were getting crazy playing with a squid.
Mm.
She's so adorable. She loves me. Doesn't like to admit it, but she does. Loves me like a best friend.
Yeah.
Like a sports friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, like someone you like play baseball or basketball with, like you're on a sports team with, but outside of that, you really don't hang. That's Butter and me.
Yeah.
Man, one day I would love to take her to just a huge open room and just go ham with some stuff.
Yeah.
We'd only need it for like 20 minutes because then she tuckers herself out.
Like 10 minutes, dude.
Yeah, in an open room, we could, like, if I got a laser pointer in a, like, 50-foot open room, she'd be going crazy with it. Going, well, if I had a gremlin, I'd want him to be the tomato one.
Great.
You haven't seen the second one, have
no.
you? Okay, so you don't understand that reference. There's one who's just vegetables.
I hate that.
Yes, it's frightening. It's terrifying. Because the smart one realizes that, oh, I can splice these genes because I think they're in a mall, but it's also a businessman building and also a TV station. So there's a lab there as well. And they're experimenting with splicing genes. That's how you get a bat gremlin. That's how you get smart gremlin and plant gremlin, who's just a bunch of plants. He's like a gourd, but shaped like a gremlin. Crack him open and serve him for Thanksgiving. So we then see, like, they're like,
who?
Panicked. The five man.
The five men are fucking scared shitless.
And they're like, we have to form Max Magma. And that's a Dermsklerman name if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
The name's Max. Max Magma.
Write it down, dude.
And people would be like, what? No, I think Max Mega would be, because
no,
they kind of mean
be
the same thing.
Max Smegma.
Yes, we know. But there's no, I'd have to be Smack Smeg, Snack Smegma. Ooh. He's like, I'm going to make you snack on my Smegma. So he's like just a piece of shit bully. But like,
ew, what
like
the fuck?
There are high stakes of this bullying. It's not like, oh, I might kill myself. You're guaranteed going to kill yourself after you taste his Smegma. Snack Smegma. Oh, man. Joe's going to hate this. Snack Smegma.
Joe, I'm sorry.
Could add Max Magma. And they'll have to, like, find soap. Like, soap will cleanse him. And then you find out, oh, my God, it was just foreskin all along. It's like the Blob, but foreskin.
Wait, the entire character?
Yeah, it'll be like a gelatinous cube or the Blob.
Okay.
And I know there's other fictitious, probably in cartoons, where like, oh, I'm all angry, but it's only because they're dirty. And then once you clean them, they're like, hey, I'm actually lawful good. That would be this. Like, it would be a Blob, and it looks like just Smegma coming at you.
Right, just like a heavy-handed,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Like, hey, kids, clean.
Yeah.
But then, I wouldn't be like, it needs shape. So maybe like Chet when he turns into that like toad poop thing in Weird Science. Kind of like a Jabba the Hutt. That is a reference, you know. Looks like that coming after you. And he's like, I'm going to make you eat my Smegma. And then once you clean him off, it's you underneath, again, like a Chet or a Jabba the Hutt, just foreskin, because that's what those characters are. But, like, truly no bones underneath. Like, you squish it, and it's just 100% foreskin.
Yeah, that makes me want to throw up.
You might be able to, like, eventually, like, pull it all back, and you see, like, a tiny little mushroom head. I'm Snack Smegma. But then what would his name be? Like, Fritz Foreskin. Yeah, probably that. Foreskin. Forcep? No, that's not a real name. We'll figure it out in post. All right. They finally make contact. They being the five man, not the gremlins, make contact. No, you don't know. The gremlins make contact with their parent, Jesus Christ. And five men are talking to their parents like, oh, what do we do, mommy, daddy? And they're like, it's the Chiton flower. It's the thing you need. And they're like, oh, well, what do we do with it? And they're like, all right, take it, fly into its mouth, and breaks. And then Arthur says, oh, no, that was the crucial part. And they don't know. All they know is to fly into this mouth.
I find it hard to believe that Arthur wouldn't know this.
I think this is something that the father has been working on since meeting, because the first time they ever met with this Volgari thing was on that planet we saw in the first episode.
Okay, yeah.
So I think the dad has been researching all this time and trying to figure out, like, what would kill this thing.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But Arthur reminds me of my Nena, and I don't know why. kind of like, sure, loves helping out, but it's a little no-nonsense. And it's like, get in here, everyone, get in here already.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe that's why I like Arthur 5 so much. G6, maybe. So the parents are confident they have this Shidon flower because, like, hey, this is what we were doing, and they would be growing this to keep this family memory alive. So if your parents, when you were, like, 5, were to all of a sudden get kidnapped, be taken away, what family memory would you grow to keep it alive? The thought of your missing parents. If you don't know, that's totally fine, because I was trying to think of this and I realized I don't have like any like strong family memories that could be my memory loss, or I don't know.
The Grinch.
Okay. I thought you were going to say blueberries because you guys are all blueberry focused.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You'd grow the Grinch, put on live performances.
Yeah, that's why I was confused with the question, if it was literal or not.
Oh, yeah, it could be either. It's something you keep around.
Okay, so
like,
it's fine.
You see the Grinch every single day of your life. You dress as the Grinch. You tell people fuck off around Christmas. You dye your skin green. You get a dog. Kick it around. Unfortunately, this ain't Whoville and you're not up in a mountain, so there is animal protection services you get to put in jail.
But I would be the redeemed Grinch, though.
Oh, okay. That's a stipulation. That's a specific detail, I should say, that needs to be told to everyone. We need a sequel to The Grinch. What is he up to now?
Dude, hell yeah.
It would be just like Despicable Me.
Yeah.
But Christmassy.
Yes.
Christmas even. And would Halloween still be his day? Because famously, Halloween is Grinch Day.
I'd say no.
Oh, dang, it's Christmas now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you and your mom love both Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
So that kind of is you guys.
Uh-huh.
You skies, okay? What's your next note?
Oh, so they fly into the thing.
Its mouth.
And they have to fight Garo.
Yeah, because he is a captain of no one. Because he's sitting in his captain's chairs. Everyone besides Dongaros is dead. But Dongaros is saying, I'm getting all this money and leaving.
Yeah.
There's nothing to captain.
But also it's like, if the world is being destroyed, that money means nothing.
But going to a different planet, it could.
I guess, yeah.
How are you going to get off this planet?
Exactly.
How are you going to get this planet off? Yay, yay.
Exactly.
You find a geyser. You start pouring vinegar
Mentos.
And... Oh, Mentos. Yeah, do that. Throw some Mentos down there with some vinegar and some baking soda. That's how you get the Earth off. It's shooting geysers out. They beat him up real bad.
Yeah, I mean, that fight takes like 2 seconds.
And then they like make their way to this tomb room that we've never seen. And it is shot so beautifully. It's lit well. There's fog on the floor looking perfect and untouched. Ooh, baby. This is the kind of cinematography I want in all shows. It really made me feel like I'm watching Toonami in 2001 on a winter's day.
It felt like a music video.
Ooh, that too, yeah.
It's weird that you don't like things like Finding Nemo because of the endlessness of the ocean, mm-hmm. but like love these weird spaces that tokusatsu get like transported to, which is just like almost an endless void with fog.
It's the fog that helps. But also, I know what's there. It's not like just this endless void. And it might be because I know that's fake. And sure. A lot of the times it's bordered around just like flame walls in some cases.
Okay.
Like with, I think that Space Sheriff show and B-Fighter, it's like, oh, they go there and it's just flames.
Or like trees or something.
Mm-hmm. So it just looks cool there, even though it goes on forever. Like if I were to go to the forest plant or the moon forest of Endor, I know it's all forest everywhere around me, but at least it's forest on a flat plain throughout the entire thing. The ocean is vast in both in like a 3D plane. It's not like, oh, it's going to go on forever going this way. also down and up. Or I mean, besides up. But the Mariana Trench, no one's been down there.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
The Marina Trench, whatever it's called. The Mariner Trench.
You're literally not grounded.
Yeah, and it's just, it's frightening.
Yeah.
It's not frightening, it's just...
unsettling.
Unsettling, and I feel a panic attack coming on.
Uh-huh.
And then we find it's Meadow.
Meadow-sama.
And she's... they show the Shidon flower, and all of a sudden, she's in this tomb, and she's dressed up like a queen princess. And a ghost...
like Snow White.
Yeah, a ghost comes out... yeah, because she's in a glass tomb. Ghost comes out, and then looks at them, and says, like, I'm no empress. I'm just an ordinary girl. And I saw that, and I said, ma'am, that is literally me. Just an ordinary girl.
Yeah.
And she tells this story of... I was pined after by this big ship until I was cornered on this cliff and he manslaughtered me by me having to like kind of be forced off this ledge and then just body slam 80 feet to the ground in a quarry. And then he just kept her body and soul alive inside of him. She is soaking in him.
Ew.
Shout out to the Mormon community.
Yeah, and like her soul is trapped there.
Yeah, until they show the Shidon, because that was her favorite flower. So I think because like she might have cursed him to be allergic to them, which would be pretty cool. If I was a witch, I would just be cursing people to be allergic to things that are just on me so they'd never come around me.
Sure.
They'd be like, oh, no, I'm not, never mind. And I'd be a good. Be like, hey, you smell butter on me? Yeah, there you go. The cat. I don't spread butter on me. I'm not disgusting. I'm not a heathen.
Well, just the smell, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I spritz that spray butter in the air as they walk in, and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my skin's crawling. Just thinking of that misting in the air. Ugh.
You did this to yourself, dude.
True. Oh, stop thinking about it. Yeah, I would just do that, like the deodorant I wear. You're allergic to it.
Yeah.
You're going to break out in hives.
Hell yeah.
Or I would start doing things that they love, like their dog, their cats. No, I would never do that to a cat.
Make them allergic?
Uh-huh.
I'm allergic to cats.
Not to these two?
Yeah, I am.
You do a big old sniff on them every day. You should be.
That's how I build up a tolerance.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing. Yeah. That's why I had the bag of Frankfurt. I was expecting you to do a big old whiff of that.
Not.
Yeah, I just loved him so
much. Yeah, you're just weird.
For anyone who maybe don't remember or it had to have been the Die Ranger days, I used to, because I didn't want to just throw hair. This was the real reason. I didn't want hair in our trash can and me like, when I'm like cooking things, open it up. Why am I so gaggy today?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Open it up and I see just cat hair in there. So I would put it in this Reckless Records bag and I just kept building it up to where like Frank would sleep on it sometimes, be a little cutie, he'd smell it, sometimes try to eat it. And it just grew and grew as I would comb him out because he needed a nice combing. And it just grew to be a bag full of cat hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
You're so fucking weird.
I wish I still had it.
Ew.
Because then it's my friend.
No.
Yes.
No.
I could rebuild him.
Oh, no.
Yes. But then it becomes all like Akira style.
Oh, no.
Just like a glob of cells.
Yeah.
Going.
I mean, I'm not convinced that there's any other outcome.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, I'm not convinced that isn't just what Franklin was. A glob of cells going, meow. No, he was more than that.
Accurate.
He was gorgeous.
Put some Google eyes on it, you're done.
Uh-huh. But they'd have to be just piercing green Google eyes.
I feel like this is my new catchphrase for 2023.
Put some Google eyes on it. I thought you were going to say, I fear this is my destiny.
What the fuck?
This is my fate to create a blob of cells out of Frank's fur.
Yeah, obviously.
Good thing I don't have him anymore. I might have stuffed it in his urn. So she, after like the Shidon flower brings her about, she ghost screams, a banshee, if you will, into the guts of vulgarity. Like the piercingest scream, like Frank's green eyes, but in a scary way. And then blows it up.
Yeah. Vulgar's love ended up being its undoing.
He should have kissed her and set her free.
Yeah.
Then she dissolves into bones and then into just clothing.
Hell yeah.
I wish the clothing had dissolved.
What?
So then we could have just seen boobies.
Boobies.
I would have been talking to them, okay? And then they're like, hey, kids, we gotta go out into space and find our parents. Five man.
Sorry, I wrote that after she disintegrates, I wrote, they alien out of there. Because they just fly straight out the stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, like an alien.
Would you still love me if I got chest bursted?
And then children singing.
Oh, we love the five man. Doris. Five man Dorcas.
Oh, of Christmas. Come this way.
Five man siblings, five man siblings, find your parents now. And I would love a spinoff of this, a Mandalorian style show of them going to different planets, but instead of trying to find bounties, they're replenishing each planet with life again.
Pass.
You want to see what Dongaros is up to?
Pass.
You want to see what Gunther is in the afterlife?
I don't know what that means.
You want to see what that galactic clown and lion circus are up to?
Pass.
And then Arthur, seeing these, the children are singing a graduation song as the five man are like, we need to leave and part ways. Arthur like motions to wipe away a tear, but he's a robot.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if like one of the like five men like spritzed a tear onto him so he could wipe it off. And that's the show, guys.
That's the show, you fucks.
We got some Bible Man. I think this week alone, I watched maybe 8 episodes-ish of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm chugging through at 2x speed.
2x.
Because, ooh, baby, I was not good with time management with this. It was always on my to-do list, but most of the days did not get done.
Did not.
So now I'm in a mad dash, like a sad rash.
Rash.
Because rashes are generally like bacterial and they're in a mad dash to stay living. Well, you put that Neosporin or aloe on it and they're like, we're dying. So they're sad.
Good.
I like a rash.
A gym rash.
Ooh, yeah, gym rash, real funny. Of the Groundlings, maybe?
I don't know who that is. I just remember that name.
Oh, he's the Dean.
Oh, yeah.
And the Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
Et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
And the Way, Way Back.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he wrote that movie. Co-wrote it. And that's it, guys. I don't know anything else to say. I guess we're
close
done.
It out,
oh, should we close
coward.
It? I am a coward. I don't want to leave Five Man. It's my baby. Okay?
Gross.
And this baby that obviously isn't even mine because I'm getting older and alien shot it into me.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Maybe that's how the Virgin Mary gave birth. It wasn't Jesus's baby.
It was an alien.
Because technically, Jesus is his own father. Sicko.
Sick fuck.
Ew, gross. Who are you? Freaking Marty McFly? Over there fucking your mom? Gross.
Hashtag Jesus is an alien.
Uh-huh. Hashtag Christ-cest. Okay? Hashtag life is circular when you're coming in your own mom, okay?
I thought you were going to say mouth.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm ouroboring myself.
Yeah.
I'm in. Hey, Nicole, what you got to plug?
I just want to leave.
Darling Homebody on all socials. Check out Darling Homebody and the Darling Homebody Society. We're at darlinghomebody.com. That's where.
Uh-huh.
And then head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content like this month. Every Friday, This Existed, we're diving into trauma. And I realized next March, I think it's going to be like the family video vault of movies that everyone at Family Video would rent as a teenager. So like Big Man Japan, Teeth 13, those kinds of movies that everyone's like, you can't get it at Blockbuster, you gotta go to Family Video. We'll throw in a pornography, maybe Come In My Mom, Volume 2. Pretty crazy that there was just a movie called Come In My Mom. What are you, Jesus? Nicole, I love you.
What?
I don't know. It's patreon.com / MLM pod for all of that goodness. And hey, when we do Engage with Nicolas Cage, Nicole and I, or the Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark, we don't record those on Tuesday. So Nicole is in sound mind and spirit. Like the spirit that is gulp, 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 alcohol. You get all of that for $5, but for $10, you get all of that $5 content plus straight to Patreon, where we watch a straight to video, straight to streaming, TV, whatever. And we have a good old time hanging out, having fun with a friend. We just released our Rats one. Go check that out. It's good. And you get your name read on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Alex Z, The Waz, Steve F, Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Orion, a.k.a. Defo, D-F-O, he's a rapper, Kayla, a.k.a. Two Grapes, Jordan B, The Chaos Witch, My Bickle, Brother in Common-Law, Joshua, Jacus, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, go listen to that podcast, My Mother, The Womb in Which Maybe I Didn't Emerge, oh my god, I'm an alien baby, no, I'm kidding, my mother hasn't aged. Lil Corey's BFF and roommate Shane, That Fed, Corwinning on Twitch.tv, also our good friend Corwin, and hey, new patron, not a $10 patron, but we got to give him a shout out, it's our good friend, former guest, Torchy Berry, go watch her freaking reels, meaning her acting reels, not like reels on TikTok and whatnot. No, watch her commercial and her cinema one. Check it out, baby. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today. Oh, yeah.